Well, hello, Weeboo. This morning I woke up to hearing a little bird chittering away, and I thought, oh, bird outside, I haven't heard one for a while. Seem to be having a lack of birds recently, not sure what that's all about. So anyway, I got up, went on, did my day, and could hear it again. I thought, I wonder if it's in the house. Well, I followed the sound, and it led to my attic. So I went to find the torch, which was fun in itself, but I found the torch, went up into the attic, and there was a baby, or a juvenile, blue tit, stuck in the attic. It had got in somehow, but obviously couldn't find its way out. Chirping away it was, and seemed very distressed. So I went downstairs, and Judy pointed out to me that we have a fishing net in the garage. So I went to get the fishing net and came back up, light on. Couldn't see the blue tit anywhere. Turned the light on and poof, it flew around, flapping about, which I very nearly fell off the ladders because I don't like birds flapping around my head. It fell onto the wall and I was able to catch it in the net and then go and set it free. I feel like I have achieved something today by doing that. I set it free, it flew off, and I've seen it now in the woods across the way, jumping about, tree tops. Oh, there it is, I can see it now. It's over there on a bench, with another one. Or maybe it's found its mummy. Yay! I have great hopes for this little blue tit. I have to come up with a name for it. Any suggestions, let me know. That's about it. Oh, and by the way, the picture that I'm about to upload with this is not the same blue tit. It's just to give you an idea of what a juvenile blue tit looks like. Very cute. Right, y'all. Bye, Zeeboo.